The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
So we got Rio back in the building.
What's up, Rio?
What up, though?
It's our poli-sci major. Like, well, I mean,
poli-sci major?
Poli-sci.
Do you know what poli-sci is?
Right.
Cal poli-sci.
Political science.
Yeah, when you say poli-sci major, it's political science.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about.
At all.
It's a different science.
Well, it might be. It is political.
Yeah. It is a political aspect to it.
Is it, though?
Is it? I don't know. How so, French Reg?
I was going to say, okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm
here. I think as we continue to progress in this society, when they say like over 50% of women from 20 to 44 will be single in X amount of years, I think from a political standpoint, the poly lifestyle will come into play because there'll be just like in, you know, African countries where certain guys of elite status can have multiple wives. I think in America, we'll see that in the next 20, 30 years.
Yeah, but isn't that bullshit?
Yeah.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
That whole African guys can have multiple, isn't that bullshit?
Certain elite guys. I'm not saying that, but that's
not a utility. I think that's bullshit, right? They pretend like it's a utility. They pretend like the reason why is because there's such a shortage of women and men have all the money. Why not just give women money?
And I don't see what French Reggie's talking about as far as like the progression of women getting to the point. Now, Rio may be able to speak on it a little bit different,
for sure.
But I don't think that the average woman is willing to be like, okay, I'm okay sharing like that. Like I'm willing to think that this is a progressiveness.
They already are sharing.
Okay.
What do you mean, without them knowing, though, right?
Right. So wait,
you know what
up.
You're saying?
Do you money share?
No, I'm talking about elite level guys. I'm not talking about regular niggas or niggas that are just
Why is that the idea that elite dudes
financial guys
are cheaters?
Not necessarily cheaters.
Not cheaters.
Because they don't have to cheat.
They're just not monogamous.
Because the women, because Jimmy Mack don't believe the women will be down for that. The women are willing to look past that because, hey, here's $20,000.
Right. Yeah. The benefit of what they're getting. I get that. No.
So what I was saying is from a political standpoint, just like how we saw gay marriage become a political thing and it's now approved, I think down the line, because there's going to be so many single women and women only like the top 10, 5% of men anyway, those niggas gonna have their lead. Those niggas gonna be able to have, hey, I can marry four girls, and they're gonna make that law.
So I think that, sure, rich niggas have always been able to have side bitches and shit like this because, again, in their women have put up with it because, again, if not, you get put out, right? Like if you want to argue about this or if you want to, you know, make it an issue, then you'll just get X out and you get nothing.
Yeah.
So then, therefore, yeah, you'll deal with it. But that's not the same as poly, bro. I don't think that they're okay with it. I think they accept what you're talking about as an acceptance, right?
Like, I think
I'm going to trade off my lifestyle, my luxury, my what I'm afforded by being with this rich dude to overlook the side bitches and the mistresses and all this other shit that they go through.
So what I'm saying is because more and more women will be single, they'll be more willing.
Where are you getting this from, first off?
The numbers are saying that.
The numbers.
You can just Google it. That in the next X amount of years, the adult age women, 50% of them are going to be single.
Why?
Because they just don't like the dudes that are out there. They're independent women.
What does that mean for the dudes? Where are the dudes going?
You got to get your money up so you can be the top.
Nah, my nigga, that's not it. You're not. So everybody can't go up.
All right, let me just finish my point because that's why you don't even.
Because I feel like there's
going to
be a bunch of gay niggas then.
There might be some. I don't know. But what I'm saying is because that's going to be the norm. The women will. It's not like they won't mind. They will actually be okay with dating a guy that has multiple women, and they'll be fine because that guy's helping them take care of their bills or whatever, because they can still have a piece of that guy when they want. So that would, and then they don't even want to deal with the guy all the time because they independent women or they whatever, they want to be single in a little bit. So that's what I was saying, that it's going to become the norm.
You saw this on what now?
I'm just asking, my nigga. You're fucking
with him.
Yeah, for real. Like, that's all I was saying.
I mean, because whether they want to or not, like it's fact. I know you Googled it, right?
What I'm not even making it sound. I'm just saying this is, it's already happening. You see rich niggas with 8 baby moms and they fine. They all get along. Nick Cannon is a proof of that. Like women are volunteering.
But that's not poly.
That's not poly. And that's what I think Mac was.
But what I was
say.
Trying to say about the political aspect of it, because of a example like Nick Cannon, they'll make it become a political thing where now Nick Cannon, instead of just having 8 baby moms, he'll have 8 wives. Okay. And that's all I was trying to say.
Okay.
All yeah.
Okay.
You don't agree with that, Mac?
Not really.
Why?
I mean, because if it's about leveling up, right? And then he's saying, well, then, nigga, you got to level your game up, right? Like, well, everybody can't be at the top. That's just impossible. Like,
so
everybody.
Is it possible then that the lower people won't get sex?
Six, yeah.
Then that's what that was my next question. Like, what happens to these
sex workers are going
to. What happens to these lower niggas?
What do you think the world has become? What have you witnessed around?
Yeah.
Do you not see that there's a shift in men's ability to kick game even or to?
No. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's a lot of evidence without the stats that French brought up. Yeah. Just the fact that women make videos of guys seeing them in the gym and then post that as if look how creepy guys are. Just the fact that that's even happening is proof that there are some women, maybe not majority, but there are some women who feel like dudes are disgusting and I don't even want to be involved. And because of that, a lot of younger guys have gotten to the point where they don't even want to approach women. They're like, you know, it's just not even worth it because if I'm going to be a creep just because I say I like you, or if I'm thirsty because I come up to you and say you're pretty, fuck you. Yeah. And all y'all, not just you, but fuck all y'all.
No, not for real, because, you know, my son and his homeboy, right, like his homeboy is a girlfriend and he brought over and I was like, y'all different, because the first thing that if my homeboy, as soon as he got with a girl, the first thing I asked was what? She got any friends? Like,
oh,
I mean,
right.
That,
okay.
I mean, like,
I didn't know where you were going, bro.
Right.
She was so over there. Like,
I had no idea.
So many directions. Like,
right.
I would have liked to have seen what y'all niggas.
I'm glad you answered that shit.
I would have liked to hear what y'all was going to say.
Because I had nothing. I was waiting. Like, am I like, what did you do?
So, come on. Like, you know, back in the day, coming up, right? Coming up, though, right? The homie got, he like, yo, I just met this new chick, and, you know, she this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
That you didn't, that was the question?
Yeah. I just had no idea.
She got any friends?
You're like, right, dude. I just had no idea.
Well, no, because that wasn't always the case if Buddy wasn't looking right, though. Because I don't like if sometimes your boy bring home a dud, you'd be like, oh, shit.
Right. No, yeah, of course.
You're not asking that.
Not for the dud, but if she bad, you know, you're like, course. Yeah, she got some friends.
Yeah, but you got to make sure this is a distinction, though, because it is a distinction.
And listen, I ain't going to lie. Listen, it didn't make that air back in the day. Right. Like, as a teenager, be like, well, she, listen.
So what you was trying to say, Mac?
He's never even approached that status. Like, he's never even asked that question. My son.
He didn't ask his friend.
He's like, your girl ain't got no girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's easy work, right? Like, we talked about the reference, you know, dating and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I don't even have to go out and try to meet someone brand new. This is a thing. Like, your friend is my friend, or, you know, you guys are friends, and then me and him are friends. This seems like an easy, you know, easy match.
Especially if they're already hanging out.
Right. So that was the thing, but... That's not something that today that I see him and his friends doing. They don't be at, you know, hey, your girl ain't got no girl, you know what I mean? None of that shit. So I don't know. Yeah, to prove your point, I guess, be honest, that there is definitely a
it's
disconnected.
It's become very transactional nowadays.
What has?
The whole dating aspect. I'm good, Mac.
That's fine. No, this is
always. I guess it always has been, but now it's very, like, transactional, like, off-rip. It's like no, like... element of just romance. It's just
when you say a word like transactional, what do you mean? Just give people an idea what you
pretty much like if you are dating a girl now, she's expecting a bill to be paid within the first 30 days.
Oh, her bills.
Yes.
Her independent bills for her stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, see, that goes back to what you were saying about, you know, this, you know, they're okay dating rich guys. That's I think that's that same mindset again. It's basically like,
so they're saying, if you can't pay my bills, why do I need
soft,
to deal with
soft
you?
Soft hoeing, right?
I'll go fuck with that nigga.
It's like soft hoeing, right? Basically,
yes.
It's like without a pimp. Like I'm not opposed to being your girl or doing whatever the fuck if you got money and you're willing to pay certain aspects or make things in my life a little bit easier type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't, to me, and we can get to the expert here in a minute, that ain't poly.
We're not saying that was Bobby.
Nobody's saying it is.
Okay.
I think we already. Here's why I would say definitely.
We are just saying why Polly will become a thing.
See that you can't say that's why Polly will become a thing and then say that you're not saying that's Polly.
So this is what I'm saying. If more and more women are saying, why do I need to date you? Yes, you cute. Yes, you funny. Yes, you make me feel good, but you ain't paying a bill. Why do I need to date you? Back then, a nigga that was funny and cute could keep a girl. So that shit don't work no more.
I think that the problem here is French is talking about from a place of hurt.
No, you're getting a little.
I'm not saying you're hurt. I'm saying you're talking about this from a place of hurt. There's a generational hurt.
There's a generation hurt. Yeah, okay.
And you're talking from that perspective. Yeah, whereas Polly pre-existed all that.
For sure.
And I believe Polly lifestyle solves a problem. Whereas cheating on your girl or paying for a transactional date, that doesn't really solve a problem. That is just a transaction. After it's over, there's nothing there.
Soft hoeing.
But I don't exactly know what problem Polly solves.
It definitely solves an economical problem because now
group economics. Well,
yeah, group economics.
Okay, maybe. But there's none of what we're talking about right now. Is Polly in any way, shape, or form? These are all dynamics of dating and the ebb and flow that's happening with modern day technology, porn, you know,
dating apps, all that.
Women getting better positions and jobs and more money. So all these are factors that are happening, but poly itself is something totally different.
It's cool.
Talking about. So polyamorous is having multiple relationships with open and honesty and communication. Everything that we're bringing up, honestly, would not suit a poly relationship.
Right.
Because for one, both individuals, the male and the female, if we're talking opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
if you're talking same sex, two men or two women, whatever, because poly goes with any. You have to be able to come from a place of knowing yourself as best as you can, being willing to be vulnerable and be upfront in the beginning across all dynamics.
Meaning, well, you got to be vulnerable to be upfront, though.
Because you
he was
have
about to say meaning. He was about to say meaning.
Oh.
Because you have to be able to, first off, be willing to be hurt, if you will. All right. If you know, in a sense, because how can I put it? When I go into a relationship, I let a woman know off top. Let me speak from my perspective. Okay. It's coming from me, so I can't speak for everybody in the poly life. But how I've dated and how I've done for the past decade, when I meet a woman, is to let her know I like women with women. I don't like men, right? I like women. And so I like women who like women. Now, you can be bisexual or you can be curious. Preferably, I prefer you to be bisexual, having a real interest in a woman. That's my thing.
Yeah.
That's what I come into the first date, letting a woman know. My friends always say, my boys always say, I'm too aggressive in the very first meeting. Because if I see I like a woman, like, look, my name is Mark. I'm poly. I like women. Do you like women? That's my first thing.
Right.
Okay. I'm not saying that to be extra or to be aggressive. It's just my honesty. Mm-hmm. I want that way she can make her decision if she wants to be involved with me.
Ain't no sense in wasting
time.
Exactly. So to kind of piggyback off of what fast forward or go back to what you were saying earlier about everything is transactional now.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of that is because women have, along with other factors, mm-hmm. and you guys can speak on this, correct me right if I'm wrong, but I think because women have over the years watched their mothers over the past 30, 40 years be, go in and out of relationships or, struggle with finances and stuff like that, they've come to a point now where they're like, look, if I'm going to be in this relationship with you, I'm going to get straight to the point.
Right.
I need to be able to, provide.
Provide.
And you can't show that you can provide, even with the basic dating or some of my little bills, I need to know this off top, right? Is she writing that? I don't know, but that's how they're delivering it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could say I'm wrong from the standpoint of me being the heterosexual man that I am, and being an alpha that I am, to tell a woman in my very first meeting, but I already know you have some kind of attraction to me, so I'm just letting you know so you can make a decision. This is the type of nigga you're going to be fucking with.
Right.
Now, I'll still take care of my part, you know what I'm saying? And I've evolved to where if she is into other dudes, I'm okay with that as long as you tell me. That's another part that I've evolved to.
That has to be part of the poly, right?
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
It doesn't. That's the part. Poly is being open and honest and communicative. When I say the vulnerable side is, as a man, a lot of men are afraid of another man being with your chick, right?
Right.
Okay. And respect. the issue that I've grown into over the years, most of the bitches I like, excuse me, most of the women that I like, and I don't mean but in a bad way, most of the women that I like, they're gorgeous women.
Right.
Right? They're very attractive, and they've been with a lot of men probably before me, right? Mm-hmm. I've been with a lot of women. So I think it's kind of, you know, contradictory of me or kind of, you know, two-facing me to be like, hey, stop fucking these niggas and fuck with me.
Right.
And I also learned, too, the psychology of it is, if you tell a child not to touch something, they go do it, right? Right. If I tell a woman she has the right to go do it, you know, again,
she's going to go do it. Oh, that's what you're going to say?
If I tell a woman not, you know, not to do it, rather, she's going to be
go
like, yeah,
she's going to feel like there's some prize in doing it.
Doing it, right. And so, and I'm not trying to play the psychological game to a degree, but then again, I am.
I was about to say.
And right. Then again, I am. But I also am okay because I've had my ladies who have been with other men, you know, but they told me. That way I just know when we get off top and I just know what it is.
Right.
Just don't bring me no problems. Don't bring me no trouble. You know
so
what I'm saying?
Is it a good time to ask a question?
Yeah, you can ask a question. Okay. Time. So, yeah, I just want to throw that out there.
So your girl that you're in this relationship with goes out and she has an interaction with a dude. Mm-hmm. She comes right home and then y'all good? It's like no, like there's not like a debrief period or something? Like,
no, we debrief.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely debrief. Most of the women, when I'm out with another woman without my women, I come back home and they want to get it back in because the woman wants to reclaim her territory with me. Most women want to do that. As a man, I want to know what you feel and what's going on with you. Like, did you really, you know, connect with this motherfucker, you know, beyond fucking him?
Right.
Like, where were you mentally?
What if
she does? Conversation
y'all
had? Yeah, and then again, I'm cool with being vulnerable enough if I fuck with this woman, you know, like that, to break down the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And break down the emotions and break down all that. And that's what poly is. Mm-hmm. Poly is going to those levels where you're tiptoeing your emotions and your fears. And you're with someone, hopefully, that will kid glove that with you.
Right.
They don't always do it right, right?
Right.
But and you don't always do it right. But you're willing to, and it's basically like being on another level of marriage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you're supposed to have that type of communication with your partner, right? In monogamy. You're supposed to be able to say anything and everything, work through the frustrations, cry with her, laugh with her, tell her how fearful you are. But we tend to not do that because mm-hmm. we don't want to hurt them or, you know, and we're
be hurt.
Or be hurt. Right. And in poly, you're testing all of those with your partner or partners.
So this ain't nothing like that show Sister Wives.
No, Sister Wives is Sister Wives. It's totally different.
So that's what I was going to ask next. So totally this is more about having the freedom. I won't even say the word freedom.
It's like being in a relationship where you can still date.
Yeah, this is the ability for you to have multiple things going on at once. However, we know this is the main one. Is that how it is? Do both the man and the woman both have to understand that this is the main one and everything else is a branch? Or is it just free, and this may be the main one for right now, but it might not be in a week?
So there's levels to it to where you have, just like any relationship, you have to, this was it, it's a ad nauseum level of communication because you need to express what you want. She expresses what she wants, you know, since we're all men who like women right here. You let her express and you express.
Since last episode.
I just said, my nigga.
I don't know why you respond to that, Fringe. Like, you can't be triggered by that kind of stuff.
You express, there's levels to everything, right? Because, again, I had to grow into it, right? I've been poly for about 11 years or so. In the beginning, I wasn't cool with my ladies being with other men, right?
So you were just like, I like chicks that like chicks, but then it kind of evolved into where you are right now.
Yeah, it evolved.
You kept getting with lesbians?
my ex, she was with poly because she had been with a married couple before me. And,
oh, wow.
And she liked women. She wasn't bi, but she was curious, right?
Okay.
So with her, she still liked dudes though, right? And I'm like, well, I like her. And I want to be with her, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to let her want to be with other dudes, you know, affect me being with her long term.
Right.
And so we had multiple conversations. We were together 7 years. And we had multiple conversations. She went on two dates, never fucked, that I'm aware of.
Right.
And everything was, and the thing about poly is open and just straight communication and honesty with the shit. Like, you don't lie about it. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the difference between an open relationship and a poly relationship?
I think more of an open relationship, from what I understand it to be, is that's where the freedom you were asking, like, you can
date.
Yeah, no rules. You kind of like, we just open. Like,
if they don't have to tell them.
You don't got to tell nobody nothing. You just like, you know, you just understand. It's understood. When we out, me and my girl are out, I see Shorty, I might leave with her. I'll see you back at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Type shit, because it's an open relationship. We good. You know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. Whereas in a poly relationship, most of the time you have some kind of communication with that person. Hey, you see, I see Shorty over there. Are you okay if I go talk to her? You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily have to do that if we're just down like that.
Right.
But it's just the respect factor of like letting you know, like, I'm not disrespecting what we have.
Right.
And if I bring her over here, when I get over here to Shorty, I'm like, look, you see old girl sitting over there? That's my girl. Are you cool with that? Because I like to get to know you, and we would like to get to know you if you're okay with that. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing.
So do you consider polyamory an alternative lifestyle?
An alternative? No, I think it's a primary lifestyle.
So when I asked the question in the beginning about what problem does it solve, there's not a problem that needs to solve. This is just the way it should be in your eyes.
It's a primary for me. I don't necessarily know if it's how it should be overall. I think monogamy is still, because it's so
ingrained
and systematic in how we do things. But I think we've lost what it, I think poly is what we're supposed to be doing in monogamy, but it's not poly
in monogamy.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
What do you mean?
No, I get it.
The unlimited ability to be as truthful and as honest as you can be, as pure as you can be, without the fear of loss.
I think you can have that in the monogamous relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Poly should be in monogamy. Polyamory, the premise of it.
Not the honesty aspect.
The honesty aspect of it. I'm not necessarily saying, because everybody's thing ain't to be out here, you know, fucking multiple people. People, sure. You know, because you have to have a certain, I have a certain, hear me out.
I'm thinking it might be.
Fucking, okay, for a man, fucking multiple people, cool. So, you know, yeah, I get that. And trust me, we men, I get that. But when we talk about, like, I think a lot, like my pops, for example, let me go to take it close on. My pops married to my mom's for 44 years, right? Never cheated, never walked away. And we've had real nigga conversations, like real straight up conversations. Like, I'm like, yo, my nigga, just me and you. Like, let's just talk on everything. Like, I'm grown now. You know, I done had two bitches in your crib. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what it is. You know,
right.
You know, excuse me, but you know. So I'm like, you know what this is. You know how your son living. And he's told me, like, nah, he's just the type of guy. He had to be with one person. You know, one person that he knew had his back and he could have her back. Mm-hmm. And I think there's people like that. There's men like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me, I like the feminine essence. I like being around a lot of femininity. I like being around.
So it's French.
I like being around, you know, two women, you know, even if one's a little bit more on the masculine side and one's on the feminine side, I'm cool with that. One likes to be a little bit more outdoors, one likes to be more indoors. I like that. But I like the fact that it's women, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can mingle, they can go out shop together, you know what I'm saying? One could be cooking, one could be cleaning, or I'll be cooking and cleaning for them. I don't give a fuck. But
well, that
kind of
goes
back
to the sister wife type thing, though. That feels more like
that's what I'm saying.
That feels more like a family as opposed to polyamory. Am I wrong?
No, but see, okay, again, so polyamory, depending upon, again, how you set your boundaries and your respect factor and your communication level, polyamory still can lead to long-term relationships. So like with me and my ladies, I prefer to have
a primary. I'm sorry, I just didn't know. Was there an S at the end of that?
My ladies.
Okay, yeah.
Like, so two ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
So two.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if it said lady or ladies.
Ladies,
I just
sorry. Okay. Yeah,
no,
so.
Cool.
A primary, okay? So you do have, like, a primary situation,
the
right?
Bottom.
The bottom bitch, you know what I'm saying? But the primary. And then whoever comes in, you know, you bring in, I would like for her to be long-term.
See, that's my question right there. How does the person who's the primary have any... Is there any protection in a polyamorous relationship? Is there any protection for the person who's the original, the plank owner? Does she have any power or say over the relationship in any more so than the new girl or the third girl?
Again,
fourth girl.
That always breaks down again to how you two set your parameters for your relationship. I know of poly couples who they're married, right? The primary and the man and the woman are married and they bring someone else in. That other person they bring in may not get married. I know of poly couples who the women are married, the man's not married to them. But legally, he has trust and things set up to where...
Yeah, just in case the money goes.
Yeah, they're taken care of. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends. I think, again, going back to... You're saying the trust and protection. the trust and protection comes in because I don't believe in marriage.
Okay.
So
I
don't believe in marriage. I believe in long-term commitment, but I don't believe in marriage itself. I believe in setting up paperwork. I believe in providing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't believe in marriage as what we know it to be. I don't believe in going to the courthouse and signing some papers and then now you got half of my shit, you know, just off GP because you got my, you know, we signed paper. And I don't believe in all the hoopla of, you know, walking down the aisle in front of everybody and God and shit. God was when we was together, you know, or whoever was watching above, he was there when we met and when we fucking. So I don't need to be trying to sit there and, you know, dress you all up in front of everybody else and say, like, now I'm committed to this shit. When tomorrow, if you really get pissed at me and you don't want to communicate like we've been communicating, you could walk away at any point in time. You have that right to do that. And that's, for me, I'm like, that's how I do it, right?
Right.
But I know of people who are married. I know of people who are not married. They just have paperwork, you know, between them. If you want that, if a woman needs that, because women need security, protection, get that, right? In the grand scheme of things, not to, you know, be sexist on this, but, you know, yeah, so the women can marry one another. I'm fine with that, you know what I'm saying? Or I have them in trust, or I write, you know, paperwork. So therefore, they feel safe and secure. They'll have a certain amount.
They realize the commitment,
so,
I guess.
So with the throuple situation where it's like you, your girl, and another lady, mm-hmm. that second girl that comes into that relationship, y'all will be okay with her also dating other dudes or women outside?
We would talk about that. Yes, okay, we would definitely. Good. Yeah. We would set up those parameters to where, yeah, we understand you come in. If you feel like you need to explore, just always communicate with us. You know what I'm saying?
That's the whole thing with poly, right? It's not a lock in. I guess it's on a base to base, you know, a case by case scenario, right? But what I feel like you're saying is that it's all about options, right? Like what we agree to is okay. Like, and if this is not what you are okay with, then we just don't proceed then.
Yeah, but it's weird though, because I'm hearing him say that there are rules, but then there are also the absence of rules as long as we discuss it. So that's confusing to me. That's where I would fall.
It's not the absence of rules. It's still rules. So like what I'm saying is, let's say the couple that I know that's married, the guy and the girl that are married, right? They've been married for like 15 years. There's rules to their poly. Like, you know, he can go out and date when they're at certain times.
Like what, 6 p.m.? Or?
No. Yeah, that's a great question. At certain times in their relationship, if they're not...
Once the street lights come on, that nigga got me home?
That's real shit. No, so let me be clear. If they're not in a committed relationship with another person, right?
Okay.
Another young lady. If they're not in a committed relationship with another young lady, he can go out and date as long as finances are at a certain, because they are very, like, they're very regimented,
right?
And they communicate on all levels,
right?
So like if the income is not, you know, if the savings is not where it needs to be, they had to cut into it for the kid because they got kids too,
right?
If things are not with the careers, if they're not, they haven't had their date nights consistent, you know, situations, then he can't go out and date, and he can't bring someone into the relationship if those things have been consistent for, say, like a 2 or 3 month period or whatever.
And I'm assuming same goes for her.
And the same goes for her, okay. Right? And in their case, she doesn't date dudes. She only dates women.
You got to get a manager to take care of you. Well, like, yo, I need to call my manager and see if I can get a date this weekend.
Bro, when he just actually said something that really made me interested is, like, he said the kids. So when this with this openness, does that transfer to the kids as well?
So
they're auntie, right?
No. Like, I mean, so the kids know what it is as well. Like, are
not
we
yet,
open?
Not yet, because the kids are young. So, and yeah, again, their rules are not until a certain point in time that they're dating, you know, one, because they want someone that they're going to be with for a while, right? But it has to, they don't introduce her to the kids until a certain time point, you know, of length of time of them having been dating. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's with respect, because the kids are young too. Yes. Right now.
So
right?
My question is, this is why I never understood it, why I never felt like the need to do all that, is why don't I just stay single? I can fuck wherever I want. I don't have to worry about the finances. I don't have to worry about hearing how your day was.
Because then at that point, typically you got
to... relationships solve that problem, right? That's a problem that relationships solve. You're single, but you're not spoken for. So I'm saying, Rio knows where he's going to be Friday night without question. However, there can be a wrinkle in that, and it can be something totally off the wall.
Gotcha.
Because there's potential for that. But if all else fails, he still has a place.
Gotcha.
There still is a place to exist and a person to exist with.
Okay.
So it's a little bit that solves, that's what, that's the problem relationships solve. People who say, oh, I love being single, they do, but then they're always having to, they're having to kill, or eat what they kill every single day. Mm-hmm. They're always having to find a new adventure. They're always having to find a new person to spend time with. Whereas if you're married, you know, hey, this is what I'm doing Friday night. Now, if something else happens, that's an addendum, but I know that I got a place to be Friday.
And I think that that's also crazy. In being single, typically, it doesn't always have to be, but I think most of the time, they're then, if you're talking about just fucking a lot of different people, there becomes a level of deception, because I don't think the upfrontness in being single is there when you're just out there with other people. Like, you know what I mean? Sure, you could say dating other people.
You're definitely right. I was just thinking of that dude. Like, that dude technically can fuck other girls, but if he ain't get paid the way he was supposed to get paid this past month, he can't. And for me, I'm like, well, if you just stay single, you don't even have to worry about that.
Well, I think, I mean,
it's priorities.
And you're thinking of it a little too narrow, because it's not like that. They're okay. They're well-to-do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're saying there's a certain standard, because they understand when they, like anything else, when you start getting out here. So me wanting, you know, and pursuing two women, I have to have a certain economic status, you know what I'm saying, to be able to supply for, shit, just one woman, as you are articulated, right? But then you're talking about two, right? I have to have a certain level of income generation, so therefore I can, you know, sustain investments, I can sustain flow, you know.
Two dates is a lot.
It's a lot, right? It's a lot. And then, you know, women want the hair done, want the nails done, they want to go out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it comes with a certain level of responsibility. And I think that when people are talking about poly, it's not, when guys first hear it, they're thinking like, you get a chance to fuck and just go out and have your cake and eat it too. It's not really that. It really is. It's a lot of emotional work you got to do on yourself, first and foremost, period. I'm just being honest. It's a lot of emotional work you got to do on yourself. There's a lot of testing one's ability to be completely forthcoming, not to be arrogant or be an asshole about it, but be forthcoming enough to where you can try to mitigate issues before they arise, right? It's kind of like being a manager, being a boss of a company, right? You try to be as forthcoming with, you know, your board and team is seeing the horizon, right? But you got to make sure you're being communicative, not so much where you're placing fear in people, but you're motivating them to move forward. And so it's the kind of same thing in a relationship with being poly, and you can't just be out here wilding. Just because you're making the money, you can't be blowing it, right? Same thing with, just because you got a bad bitch or you got two bad women, you just can't be out here like, yo, I'm about to go out here and fuck all these bitches, because you do have this woman here and you do have another woman here that you are trying to make sure they trust you, they can see in you, you know, stability. And so it's not that freedom or that wild out, I should say, that people think it is.
Yeah.
It is extremely disciplined, and it's not for the faint of heart. And the reason why I like it better than monogamy, because I feel like monogamy makes us suppress, especially with men. The reason why I like it is because I'm telling you I like women with women, and I'm being honest about that. And I'm telling you that at some point, I'm going to want us to explore someone else whenever we run across that individual that I believe will be right for us. And I need you to trust the fact that I know who I might be bringing in is going to be what I believe is best for both of us, the same way you trust me to guide this relationship, right? So with that being said, it's like, I can't go out here and just wow. I just can't go out here and just be picking anything just because
she'll lose her trust in you.
Yeah, she's going to lose her trust. You know what I'm saying? And then when I want to do it, I see one that I really want, and she may even really want now because I'm over here playing games
it's
so much.
Cry wolf almost.
Yeah, so, she's like, I don't want to fuck with you like doing this shit.
So in your situation, because usually when you're dealing with a girl that likes girls, they tend to pick the girl to come in the bedroom.
Right, you're right.
In your situation, you pick the girl?
So it's been a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's been a little bit of both. I've had good poly relationships with even with the one that wasn't bi. My first one that really got me into it, she was bi. So she would pick the girls for us, and she would let, and basically it was like she would create almost a harem. And I don't mean that to be extra, but it would be like she would have two or three girls, you know, at the crib, and she'd be like, which one you want tonight type shit. Mm. This is when I was living in LA. And she was Persian. She
sound like a harem to me.
Yeah, right, damn near. But she was a little bit.
Was there belly dancing?
Mm-hmm. We went to some belly dancing events. The second one was
shout out to the belly dancing.
Yeah, she was American, black white mix. But she was more, I want to say, she wasn't as out there. So it was we curtailed a little bit how we went about
choose the girl.
Yeah, yeah, okay. How we chose. So I would. She wasn't a hunter. I was more the hunter.
So let me ask you another question. You were saying that, like a couple minutes ago, you were saying that pretty much that eventually at some point, because you told the girl, hey, I like other women. I like seeing girls with other women, blah, 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 that you think that's best for the relationship, just like she got to trust you to lead the relationship. Do you think that's all coming from, because the reason why I say that is because, like, I'm in a monogamous relationship, but for me, what makes me appreciative of my relationship is because it's beyond my ego. So I know, like, yo, I don't need to, like, I feel like all of that is ego satisfying. Like, you satisfying your ego more than just the actual.
What's satisfying the ego?
Being with more than one girl.
Yeah, I think that drive that's making you want to do that, experience that, it's more to satisfy your ego. While for me, I feel like when you do try to practice a healthy monogamous relationship, it goes beyond the ego fulfillment. It's like, even I could be the worst version of myself, this one woman will still find beauty in me.
Oh, French, that's so
beautiful. You know, that's where I'm going in my version of monogamy. Like, obviously, you know, that's where I feel like, for me, it's like, oh, fuck my ego. It's like, it doesn't even matter no more. It's just more of like, this person and me, like, we have this thing, and then that's why we can grow together and be old and just be us.
If you remember, like I said before, certain men are built a certain way.
Like you said, okay. You're like your dad.
And so, right.
But that's
so,
what I'm saying. So, do you think that...
But it's
that,
not ego, because okay. You're saying, the way I just know myself. I know what.
But those are all ego words, though. I just know myself. Those are all things that goes back to satisfying ego. When you say things like, "I just know myself,"
There's an awareness one has of oneself, right?
For sure.
Okay. So
those are different words.
Yeah. So let me just. Those are different words. But, yeah. So let me say it this way: I'm very aware of who I am and what drives me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so for me, yeah, I drive the tenacity to keep driving and to keep going for more, and that's part ego. I agree with you to a degree, but I also know too, though, for where I am, that's how I like to be now, and I feel like that's where I want to be going forward. And having two women for me will help that process.
Okay,
for me, you know, what I'm saying?
I get that.
Is it only two?
Yeah, just for me too.
Okay.
Once the more zeros come in your income, will it be three, four, five?
My income is nice now, and I mean, I'm okay. Yeah, so I mean, it's not so much.
I'm glad you said that, because you had mentioned, you know, a lot of this is, you know, everybody's kind of like, you know, having the ability, the means, and all of that. So, in your experience, have you experienced any non-affluent poly people?
Yes,
where they're not necessarily rich or doing well. Okay,
yeah. No. So,
because the reason I asked that is because of the initial, we talked about group economics.
Yeah,
because
some people do it for group economics.
And I ever wonder, does that ever come into play? Like, you know, the fact that like Mexicans or Asians or whatever that live, you know, six or seven deep in a house.
This fucking guy.
You know what I mean? Like, again, I never.
We poly, bro.
How much did you say that an F-150 brand new cost?
90.
Like about 90.
Okay, I'm watching these essays and they in the 350s, right? Brand new, right? Oh, right. And it's like, well, what are you doing, my nigga? Like, what do you do for a living? It's like, well, it's not that what I do for a living, is that I live three families in a house.
Right.
Like, so it's not my fucking expendable income is higher. Right. So it just went, you know, group economics works, and I've seen it work for other cultures. I know that black people, we don't fuck with it like that, because, you know, we need to have our own shit.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, because I feel like there's this stigma that goes along with polyamory. And of course, I'm not in that lifestyle, so I'm looking from the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. But there's
sold.
There's a there's a stigma, like you were getting at the beginning, of this needing to be something that an affluent man does.
Right.
Because if the man is still the man in the relationship, no matter how many women are involved,
right,
there's still going to be certain expectations placed on that man.
For sure.
To fulfill.
Right.
And
as a provider.
Is that true? Is that still accurate? Or is there a little bit more sharing when it's...
It's more sharing. But let's be clear, though. Even monogamy, you know, in regular monogamous relationships, you know, the whole reason why you get married is it's a financial, you know, plus.
Some people, yeah.
No, I mean, so let's not act like it. You know, anything where you're trying to combine individuals, it's going to be an element of that. Now, if you focus on that, then that's what you're going to focus on. But it's not. That's not the primary thing about poly. What's the word you guys just used? The
group economics.
If I can talk, right.
It's contagious.
Right. No, it's not so much that, because like you said, shit. I mean, years ago, when I first started, I was the broke nigga. Shit,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, I mean, it's not about that. It really isn't. When I address you guys about, because I said everything you were talking about is not poly. Poly is truth, honesty, with multiple partners. That can be involved in the relationship, that can be involved in the relationship. And generally, you do have more than two partners. Generally, you have about three at minimum with involved. Now, it could be more than that. It can, because it's multiple partners. But the primary root of it is truth, honesty, and I mean, when I say ad nauseum communication, because you have to be able to talk to one another, all of you. And everybody being honest and open about who is involved with everybody who's involved. So if you got five people involved, all y'all know each other. All y'all talk about it. Not saying all y'all are fucking. Not saying that. I'm saying, but all of y'all are intertwined. You guys are all connected.
Like you guys are all affecting each other.
Exactly.
If one of your girls is like, yo, I would just like for you to watch when me and this dude do something.
Yeah, for me, that's not something I'm into, watching her with another dude. She can go be with him, but I'm not into watching another dude like that. Like,
would that always be considered cuckold?
For sure.
Not you, nigga. You the nigga that watched the videos.
It gotta be a cuckold.
You watched the nigga lick nut off his own girl's stomach. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about in a mature way.
I'm sorry. I may have pardoned the ignorance of the cuckold.
Okay, so I'll let you know what that is?
I just said
cuckold.
Let me introduce you to our French or cuckold Smee.
Cuckold is when a guy likes to watch his woman have sex with another guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like that. Might be the
he
wrong
enjoys
word.
It. No,
I don't know if that's what it is. I thought it was more power dynamics. I don't know though. I don't know. Again, I'm not really sure. I
mean, we're gonna have to defer to him.
I mean,
so the guy likes it.
The guy has to. The guy definitely.
I believe that French
gets
is
aroused
right.
Okay. From watching his wife fucking another dude. Yeah, Nick, the power dynamic can be a factor, but he still likes that. Like he's still getting something off by watching his wife get fucked.
Even if it's the power dynamic of being like kind of like, you know,
not in control,
right? Or defeat, you know, being
humiliating.
Yeah, humiliated and shit like that. You know, that type of part. You know, like the fucking nut kicking and all that shit. These other motherfuckers like and shit. You know,
right?
And French said it's a powerful dude thing. Like they like to be, you know, because they're always in power.
Yeah, usually it's a guy that's highly successful, highly management, but for some reason, that's how he gets off.
Yeah, I've been around those guys, and I know, but I mean, I've always been the guy they always ask to bring in to do that type, and I don't do it.
Okay.
I mean, so
you never been a bull?
No, I know. Yeah, never. That's just not my thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I mean, that's just not my thing. I like the women I like. Again, I give them the freedom to do what they feel like. They feel like they need to do to be happy.
But
I don't need to be a part of that shit.
But since you like girls and girls, what if your girl be like, I want you to watch me and this girl?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Right? Let's do run it.
Wouldn't that still be a cuckold or no?
Nah.
Unless she put a strap.
Ain't nobody asking you. I'm asking it to me.
Unless she put a strap.
Okay, so girl on girl and then dude watches.
If
is
she
that
put
cuck?
A strap, hey, you might graduate to a cuck eventually. I feel like if she
why'd you put the accent on eight? Graduate.
I think that's how it starts, right? I think it'll start with the strap, and then you'll get tired of doing that because you've been doing that fantasy for a minute, and then you'll be like, you know what? Bring Jerome in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and I think you're incorporating now fetishes of different types into it, but poly for it is just polyamorous is just like, you know, saying, you know, I mean, it's just like you got poly, you got polygamy, you have marriage, monogamy.
Polygamy and poly are. I honestly thought that was just the poly was the short of like an abbreviation.
Well, it was polyamory.
No, polyamory is polyamory. Polygamy is multiple wives. I do believe.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Multiple wives.
So that's the sister wives, dude.
Yeah, that's that thing.
That dude.
Yeah, that means you only date those people and those people only. that group.
And they don't, and you're the, and polygamy? You're the only guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one guy with multiple wives.
But he can only date those wives. Mess around with those wives, I should say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I guess you
until
can
he gets
out.
The fifth one or whatever.
Yeah, right. I don't know like, how you say.
Right. How do you add more?
How do you add more if you're not dating?
Right. And they can't technically be wives anyway. So.
Yeah. In Utah, they can.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Mormons. Yeah.
No, you cannot technically. There is no law in this country that allows you to have multiple wives. You can do it, but it's not by law.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not respected under law.
I haven't watched the show, but I know
so
he got a whole show.
What made you decide to enter that lifestyle? Because you said you've been doing it for about 10 years. So before that, when you were, I guess, living life, what made you be like, you know what?
He said a girl introduced him to it.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, I knew about it from the couple that I knew. Oh, I knew the couple. They were in it, and I just didn't find women, you know, who were about that life. And then I was, so for me.
Hold on. So the couple that you knew, were you with her?
No. And that's the thing, again, just because, you know, I think it's kind of like how niggas be like, if he gay, he looking at me. Just because nigga gay don't mean he looking at you. He just gay. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
So French is looking at you right now. What do you think he's thinking?
You wonder why I said shut the fuck up.
French has said this a plenty of time because like he's yep. gone on road
see,
trips.
See, you see how he try? You see how he try to do me? Like I'm the one that's saying something crazy?
Yeah.
As if he didn't tell O-Dub. No, you undercutting yourself. You ain't no seven. You were eight, man.
But that's not
he,
gay.
I don't think he even gave him a number. He just said you got to go yeah. higher than seven.
That's
my nigga.
Just telling the man like, to be confident.
This nigga said, "What do you think you are?" He's out. Like I'm about a seven. First, like nah, man.
You like, come on, don't undersell yourself.
Love yourself, bro. Love yourself, King. What'd you say? Love yourself.
Yeah, your worth, King.
No, I was gonna say, you know, because this is the thing, man. I feel like because women. So I tried to create two reality shows when I was living in LA. I got a pilot going based upon polyamory lifestyle, mm-hmm. and we did research. We had a couple individuals who were in the lifestyle who were, you know, not affluent, you know.
Right.
They just didn't look like, you know, Hollywood, you know, mm-hmm. so we couldn't really sell. I tried to pitch it to Bruno Murray, who did the Kardashians, and it just didn't work. Regardless, what happens with the women, though, because it's like you said, the stigma becomes now, if a woman says she's poly, now most dudes are going to look at her and be like, oh, well, she loose, right? And that's unfair, you know, and if I say to a woman, I'm poly, that means I can't be faithful, and that's not the case right. at all. And so that's where the
but real, you understand I, where
I,
that comes
I,
from.
I totally get it.
Okay,
I
yeah.
totally get it. But then it's kind of it's so interesting to me because most of the men who are hitting on these women out here and or right now for face value mm-hmm. are married or they have some
quote unquote supposedly monogamous.
Oh, right, supposed to be monogamous, right. and or they're separated and they're hitting on women.
Right,
I'm telling the young lady I'm single. I just like women. I'm telling you up top who I am. Now you want to judge me based off of the standard that is already a fucked up standard to begin with. And what I'm saying is I think it's interesting. We have to have more dialogue about it and be a little bit more forthcoming about it and be a little more clear about what this is. This is still a level of respect for an individual and knowing who you are and making sure you're not out here just going crazy.
But that's why you're on this show. And trust me, this is the quietest our show has ever been in 10 years.
but I hope it's making some sense what I'm saying
no,
from a standpoint. Yeah. It's not, these are the things that I would love to dispel and break down because this is not you just out here fucking everything. As a matter of fact, when I was with my girl, that was the most faithful I had ever been, you know, right. when I was with my girls because I don't have to hide. I don't have to lie. We can sit there and we can, to your point, as a man, like sometimes, you ain't blind. You see a chick, you like, look, baby, yo. Buddy she got ass, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yo, I wonder is that core product solid, you know what I'm saying? And you can rap with your girl and be cool with it and she's cool with you, right? And it's like she might nudge me in the middle of the night a couple weeks later, like
you can't do that in a monogamous relationship,
huh? I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying you can't, but it's very few far in between. Hence why a lot of times I'm not saying it should be there more often mm-hmm. than it's not. But hence why you got these guys, and you guys can jump anytime. But I feel like you got these guys that hide a lot of it and suppress a lot of it.
Yeah.
And then when they out with their boys, they share all this shit with their homies. And then, you know, a few years in, they get all amped up. Like, I'm a, you know, baby off on a wedding or something with some friend. I'm going to go just explore this shit. You know, and they don't share that with their shorty. And then it's, you know, it's something they go their grave with or she finds out and it's this whole blow up. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm saying in poly, all that shit's eliminated off top. Matter of fact, now, because let me say this. I did say, because people are going to say this. Well, you saying all that, but you ain't in a real relationship right now. Bet. We was together 7 years. I told you I don't believe in marriage. I told her, if I don't make you happy and at some point you feel like you got to walk, you can walk. I don't want you to go. But my whole goal, if I was married to you, is I want you to be happy, right? For sure. And I want you to be fully yourself and feel like you're reaching your goals. If you can't find that with me, then you can go, right? At some point, she, you know, business failed at the time or whatever may have happened, but she did not leave off a line. I never lied to her. She never lied to me. And I was never, unfaithful. She was never unfaithful to me. You know what I'm saying? That I'm aware of. And we were, in this particular case, guys, we was together 24-7. This is when I was about the country for a few years. And we was together 24-7 for the last 4 years of our relationship.
Right.
Because we were living abroad. And I just wanted to make sure she was safe. You know what I'm saying? That being said, I'm not saying that this is like the stamp to being in a perfect, long-term relationship. I'm not saying that. But I am saying she can part her way. I can part my way honestly and purely.
Right.
If I needed to call her, we don't talk right now just because we just don't talk. But if I need to call, I guarantee you she would say, yeah, he was straight.
Right.
Just went our different way.
But are you saying that these things don't happen in monogamous relationships? I feel like all the things you just described can happen in a real, honest.
It's not that it can't. It's just the fact that I think you have, first off, in monogamous relationships, you have a higher divorce rate than ever. You're having a lot of cheating going on, a lot of hidden shit going on, right? And we just know that it's fact.
Facts.
That is fact.
We just know that
facts.
Happens. Fact or not, I don't know. We can just, that's a little aggressive, but we know that happens.
Really. Over 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Right. So I'm saying if I'm not saying that this
facts.
Is.
But are you, because you're saying that, yo, by doing the poly, because you have to be so honest, takes away all that pain, that guilt, that hiding, all that stuff, right? That's what you're pretty much saying.
It takes
away. But in reality, in a monogamous relationship, you should come through and be honest as well.
But you don't.
Yeah, people don't. Yeah.
But you can.
But you can.
And so I think that's.
So I'm wondering, when you compare a true, honest monogamous relationship versus a true poly.
Okay, so I hear you caping for this monogamy right here.
I'm not
right
caping. I'm just asking questions.
But, okay, no, I understand. What I'm asking, just don't be offended, man. So
take your ego out of it, Frank.
Yeah, yeah. So in your relationship,
yeah,
how often do you address or tell G-Money about the attractive people that you've seen? And vice versa? Or is that something you guys even discuss?
We talk about that. Me and G-Money even talk about bring another girl in.
Yeah. Whoa! Yeah, so hold on, that's bro. What I'm saying. This is like a revelation, because this is the whole time you've ever been on the show, you've been anti that.
I've only been anti that because if she comes in and says, oh, if I can have another girl, I don't want to be a hypocrite, just like he said he had to grow. I already know I don't even want to grow to that. I don't even want to grow to the level of being okay with another dude. Okay. I don't even want to grow to that. That's why I said I don't want to sleep with another girl for the sake of dealing with the idea of not being a hypocrite.
So that sounds like it's your ego is the problem.
Yeah.
From that aspect, that's why I was asking those questions. That's why I was asking those questions. But to G-Money's point, she said she don't want to bring another man. So in my relationship, I can have that element. Because she says, no, she would not want another man.
Right.
She would only want another girl. But me, I was saying in general when we were having that topic, I don't want to be a hypocrite. If she's going to let me have another girl, in fairness, I should also let her have another dude. But
not
I don't want
to talk about it. I mean,
But I was just saying in general when we were having that topic. That's why I'm saying.
To be fair, I think the overarching point is a highly successful monogamous relationship and a highly successful polyamorous relationship are probably very similar.
Right.
Yeah.
The only difference is the ability to expand sexual or not necessarily sexual, emotional partnership.
Yeah.
That's the key.
But
the problem is that I think what Rio is saying, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth. He has seen so much failure on the monogamous relationship side that doesn't even look like a viable option, but he has figured out how to make this other thing works.
And I think the reason why it works in the poly side is because both parties got to be honest. In the monogamous side, it's usually one of the others not being honest.
No, I think in monogamous, both people are dishonest together.
Oh, that's
there it is.
But they're forced to by culture. Culture has forced you to to say things a certain way and be a certain way. And if you ever go outside of that, you should be shamed of that. And that's shameful.
That's the point.
And then once it becomes shameful, now you know that the chances of you doing it are increased because it's a shameful thing. And shame is like weird with humans, right? We're the type of people that we don't like being shamed, but as soon as we are, that becomes something that happens in the shadows. And now it's more exciting. Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck does that mean? But that's who we are. So
shout out to Amber Rose.
Yeah, I don't either. What the fuck Amber Rose got to do with any of it?
But I think that
she made that popular. The slut walk. Like, let's just own it. Like, this is what I am.
Yeah, but see, again, Max, see, that's not what, I don't think that's what Rio is talking about. Nobody's a slut in polyamory.
No, I understand.
But that's the stigma that gets attached to the girls.
I was talking about the dysfunctional monogamous relationship. That part of it.
But so the key element from what I'm gathering is true honesty in that open communication for both styles of relationship.
And what's crazy is the fact that you believe that that's what makes a successful polyamorous relationship. And what I think is the important key is that that's the importance of
any relationship, whether it's
an emotional
even
one,
business
a friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honesty and communication have to happen.
What I'm saying is you're absolutely correct. And as I said, it should be inside.
That's what
the main, you know, what everybody knows culturally to be, which is monogamy. I was going to say a point that you guys brought up.
That's okay, because I got a question for you, though.
Go ahead.
Because you just had said that you had mentioned and you addressed yourself as single. So.
No, I think he was talking about when he meets people at a time when he met somebody before, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, so right now you would not say that, so if you saw a shorty out there and you was, you know, say, hey, whatever, and you pointed to your girl, you're not saying, I'm single. I'm in a relationship. I'm with someone.
Top.
Okay, for sure.
Off top. Yeah, I got a shorty right now.
Right.
She's in Rio de Janeiro.
To normal people, that's Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, we're not Brazilian. We don't speak Portuguese.
Bro, I didn't even know what that meant.
And what the fuck you thought, right?
Hey, if I'm gonna put the games in Congo.
I didn't know if that was like a course. Like she was in school and she was on a different planet.
She's a Brazilian, bro. Right. Yeah, okay. That's what
Brasileira,
that was.
Yeah. So she, but yeah.
Look at this boy. Say it again.
Brasileira.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Brasileira. So female.
How many girls you got? A Brazilian? That's stupid.
Brasileira. No. So I do have. I am in a relationship.
Right.
But we are poly. So
okay.
I can go up to a girl, and if I go up to a girl, whether I'm with her or not,
right.
Like I would still tell her that I went and spoke to this girl today. She was gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? And I told her about you. You know that type of thing.
What about the new girl? Would you tell the new girl about you?
Oh, for sure. That's
everything is off top.
Okay, everything's off top.
Off
so that
top,
way, even the new girl know what she's getting into.
Yeah, you can't sneak that up on somebody.
Right.
You can't be like, hey, I'm sorry, let's go to my house.
And let me
by the way, Sheila here too.
Right. So, and let me say this: everybody does it a little bit different. Again, it's how you do it. At the end of the day, though, at the end of the day, you still have to be honest and communicative. Like I know the married couple that I'm talking about, he doesn't tell them until a few dates in that he's married with kids and all this stuff.
Damn.
Right.
But he probably needs those few dates to verify.
He does a verification. He's a little bit older than me, but he has a verification process that he does. And when he drops it on them, they already are pretty much ready to go and they understand. And they're not shocked how he does it. I don't know. I haven't really broken down his science.
Right.
But for me, I like to just make sure off top, I just tell everybody off top, this is what it, especially because it's elements to everybody's situation that are always different. But again, I know for me, what works best is to be upfront about it. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you guys. So it's a book and I have to text it to you because I don't remember what it is right now. But, it talks about the poly lifestyle and what poly really is, but it's a term that true practitioners, I guess, of the lifestyle use called compersion. And compersion is, so when French, you were talking about, you and your lady just, I guess, have explored this idea of possibly bringing someone in, but you were hesitant because of your reservation of what you thought it might lead to down the road with another dude, right? So compersion is a term that speaks to you want your partner to, you'll sacrifice, in a sense, where you are in order for your partner to be fully happy,
mm-hmm.
right? But again, based upon what you're willing to sacrifice, but she's clear, or that your partner's clear on what you're sacrificing. Mm-hmm. It's not you, which we do in a lot of monogamous relationships. We suppress, due to culture, mm-hmm. what we feel, right? Because it's taboo to talk about. Then you get that one partner who's just fed up and they're ready to, and most of the time it's the woman, right? Because they're verbal. We're not as guys, right? We're not verbal. We're not, you know, we don't express well, right? Mm-hmm. So she'll express like, I want to do X, Y, Z. You like, bitch. Like, damn, bitch. Like, you know, because you stuck in your shit. And so with compersion, though, basically, let me get back to the point. Compersion is, I want to make you happy. So whatever makes you happy, I'll do. So when you said the ego for me as me needing two women, yeah, there's ego. We all have ego.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah. But I still, if she tells me, that's why I've gotten to a point to where if my woman tells me she needs to be another man, I'm like, look, you still gonna come back to me. You've had dick before me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like it's new.
Yeah.
So I ain't, you know,
by the world.
Yeah, I ain't over here like, you know, putting it down so amazing. You know, I do what I do. You know, you like it, obviously, you hear, you know what I'm saying? But right. I'm not gonna sit here and
Why you turn into like a Boston kid? Like, I do what I do.
I know, man, listen, I thought it was New York. I thought he was straight Brooklyn.
Yo, I put down your fucking throat. You know what I'm saying? I do what I do.
I was trying to be funny.
No shit. Me too, son.
No, but my only point is compersion, meaning that if she says that's what she needs to be happy, but she wants to be with me, then I'm cool with letting that happen without the fear of my ego of what might come down the road.
Yeah.
I'll address that situation as we communicate and as we go down the process.
So with that example, so let's say the girl's like, yo, I'm happy with you and all that, but I for me to be 100% happy, I also need to go experience X, Y, and Z mm-hmm. with another guy. And then you tell her, hey, I'm a little uncomfortable with that. When does she have to do that same level of compersion for your feelings, just like you have to do for
her? She might not. She might
so
not.
So one of y'all still going to take a L then, just like monogamy.
No, but isn't that what that's what the bylines of the beginning of the relationship should have dictated, right? So if he's honest in the beginning, like, yo, I'm not with that. I'm with this. This is not. I'm not with that. Okay. So if you're with that, then this might not work.
With that being said, you're absolutely correct. But with that, if we're together for a while, right, and she grows, like we all grow, she grows into now.
It's just
she
a conversation,
wants to, now it's a conversation that she can comfortably have.
Right.
And I'm willing to have that with her. Now, what we do to explore to see if she's actually going to do it or not, that's a different discussion. Yeah. But we're still going to do that. As opposed to what happens is we block that conversation.
Right. And you go do it.
We're not even
going
to talk about you. You better not talk about me with
And then it becomes shameful.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And then it becomes shadow work.
That's the part.
That makes sense.
Listeners, I want you guys to reach out to us and, you know, ask us some questions that we can forward on the reel. Or, you know, if you want to start a discussion. This seems like a topic, based on the fact that you probably heard every word in this episode, which it never happens on our episode. Jamie Mack did not talk.
I don't think he got ADHD no more.
I don't think you might have cured
it. Not when it comes to poly, I know.
Well, I appreciate y'all listening. I hope I said something worthwhile listening to.
So listeners, hey, definitely reach out to us. Let us know if there's some other questions or something else that we need to talk about and around this, or how you even felt about this. Other than that, though,
get on the Slack. Start talking about it on the Slack.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.